Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love. And, of course, it won't connect. So you can't learn about the magical DC love. Hold on. I'm going to one of the other connections. What would Tuesday and Thursday mornings be if we didn't have these lovely opportunities to come to appreciate computers that actually work? And the ones that are really speedy. Okay, I'm almost there. Hang on, DC, I'm going to get to you. Okay, I will tell you about myself while we wait for this. Like, I'm afraid to tell you about myself because as soon as I do, it'll start and everything will be wonderful. I'm going to do it anyway. So I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker, and an author. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions, and they are manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that site. In fact, look around all my sites if you want to. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you're looking for. And now I've said everything that I wanted to say. And I'm still waiting for this machine. I think this may be part of all of that moon energy that everybody's talking about. It's supposed to bring all of these wonderful, amazing changes into our lives. And I must say that I've noticed changes in my life already. It's bringing up things that I didn't really want to deal with. And so I find myself needing to let go of a lot of beliefs that I really don't need in my life anymore, which is a good thing. It really is. But sometimes when you're waking up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you might actually want something a little different, you know? All right. I'm still working. I'm still trying, DC. Hey, the chat room opened. That's a good sign. And we'll see if we can get the rest of this stuff to do what we want it to do. And I'm trying to type. That's why I'm not talking, because typing and talking do not work well together. At least not for me. And I firmly believe that we are almost there. If this doesn't work, then I will just do the show without DC, which will not work because I won't be able to talk to our callers either. Okay, DC, you're there.
I'm here, yes, yay! So happy to be here with you and with everyone. And I'll tell everyone a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to really realize that the connection I had with Joan truly is divine. And she's left this beautiful door open, and now others walk through that current space. By doing so, this has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me with the ability to really relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background that had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. And Barbara, you're going to have to forgive me. I've got a little bit of a cold or something here, so I might sound a little funny at times. I apologize.
I think it's the energy.
I'm going to start off with the message.
I think it's wreaking all sorts of interesting.
Yeah, I'm just, oh my gosh, it's just a little crazy. But I'm going to start off with just a small little prayer. Heavenly Father, into your hands we place our worries, cares, and troubles. Into your wisdom we place our path, our direction, and our goals. Into your love we place our life. And with that being said, you had mentioned about the new moon energy coming in, and actually it's going to come in tomorrow. And it's a super blue blood moon. So the combination of all these together, Barbara, has not happened since March the 31st of 1866. So this truly is like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. So
Are you ready,
Barbara? Are you ready now to bring more love, light, abundance, and blessings into your life?
Yes,
I know
yes,
I am.
Because
our angels are ready. They want to guide each of us and help us to really become fully aligned with our highest and best. All we have to do is ask for their help, you know, to help us maybe to move forward and to move forward with confidence to fulfill our divine life purpose. And we know when we do that, our prayers are always heard. So all the angels ask is open your heart now, release what no longer serves you, have faith and trust that abundant blessings are on their way because they truly are, and all of your needs will be met. Affirm, I'm ready, because Barbara, I am ready. What about you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yay. And I just wish, you know, angel blessings to everyone. I pray that all your dreams and your wishes come true. And the angels are saying, get ready now for these new beginnings and take advantage of this amazing energy. You know, plant those seeds of intention because we have time. We can plant them today. We still have time. And just as the moon goes through different phases, we've got to realize that we do too. Some of them are more pleasant than others, but now is the time to manifest your dreams. Raise your frequency and manifest for your highest and best. Reach for the moon because even if you fall, you're going to land among the stars. And let the moon be an example. It never stops shining. We too can shine as brightly as the moon and the stars. Each night before you go to bed, be proud of who you are and what you've accomplished. And the angels are telling each of us, we love you to the moon and back. And with that being said, Mother Mary is coming in. Blessings, beloved children. I, Mother Mary, have come to deliver a message of love. Open your heart and you will feel me connect with each of you. You are so loved. Each day you have choices to make from the time you awaken and until the time you go to sleep. Please, make loving decisions. Create the love you want to see in the world. The choice is yours. Will you become a beautiful example of my love? Not only will you have a more positive journey, you will become a beacon of light that serves as an example for all to follow. Whenever you need my comfort or love, I will hold you in my loving embrace. I will be beside you, co-creating your deepest desires. Go forth in confidence, knowing that I am with you. Shine brightly, beloveds. Live in the present, believe in yourself, and what your future holds. You have ability. Make your dreams come true. Angels, the Ascended Masters, and your divine team are with each of you. So, with that being said, I don't know, are you ready for a little bit of connecting with this big divine team that we have, Barbara? We're going to connect with our truth, if you'd like. Okay. Would you like to connect with your truth?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask each of you to get comfortable, sit quietly, relax, close your eyes. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth, very slowly and very deeply. Breathe in. And on the out breath, breathe out all the negativity that you may have stored up in you. And on the in breath, breathe in positivity. Notice now how calm you've become. Your body is aligning with love. You are now centered and connected to your higher self and the divine. You are one with all that is. There is no separation. Continue to breathe. Notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are connected to the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven as well as to Mother Earth. As above, so below. And as you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with the love and light that you send. You are now connected to the universal mind. You focus your awareness on how you can make the world a better place. You send love and light to the universe. Your energy begins to expand as peace and harmony now surround you. This powerful energy surrounds all of mankind and brings total awareness as well as letting go of any limitations that you have. Breathe in love and gratitude. You align with the omnipresent energy and have an inner knowing that you are and always will remain connected. If you have any questions about your journey during this lifetime, now is the time to address them. Visualize yourself upon a magnificent mountain. You are surrounded by every ascended master. As you stand with your feet firmly planted on Mother Earth, you feel your vibration begin to raise into a higher, more beautiful state. And you notice the Ascended Masters are approaching. A few that you see immediately are Jesus. And he's sitting nearby waiting to connect with you. And behind him is Mother Mary and Saint Germain. And then you look to the right. You see Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, as well as Archangel Uriel, Merlin, Melchizedek, Kuan Yin, and Archangel Gabriel. Many, many more are coming forward. You see Lady Nada, King Solomon, Katumi, Moses, and Raphael. But don't become overwhelmed. Please, just keep breathing in the positive energy. The right ascendant master will step forward as you focus upon your questions. You resonate with the unconditional love that surrounds you. It is beaming in every direction. You now find a very comfortable place to sit down. There are soft cushions placed on the ground for your comfort. One of the ascended masters walks over to you. You greet them with a loving smile, and then you thank them for joining you. Allow yourself to open now to the information you will receive. And don't worry about how it will be received. You will receive the messages you need to hear. Be open. You may see images. You may hear words. You may even feel certain things or be given some symbols. And if you don't get anything like right now at the moment, don't worry, because your message will be delivered at the perfect time. It will be delivered in divine right timing, and it will be the perfect one for you. Okay, spend a few moments talking to your Ascendant Master. And when you are done, thank the Ascendant Master that you connected with and begin to move your arms and legs and open your eyes when you are ready. Barbara, are you back yet?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you. They were wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now let's hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloveds, with this new energy, you may find yourself being made more aware of your own beliefs. We say made more aware because we're trying to make it sound not quite so in your face, although it is in your face. We know that yesterday was one of those days for Barbara Grace, and she spent pretty much the whole day wondering, what is wrong? What's going on? She couldn't focus. She couldn't be. And she finally understood in the middle of the night when she woke up from a dream that told her what she was actually believing. And the belief that it showed her was one that she very much did not want to have. And so she spent the rest of the night letting go. Letting go of the belief that did not match who she chooses to be. Letting go and opening up to who she is becoming. So if you find yourself being confronted with your beliefs, if your beliefs are suddenly standing there, right there in your face, they are there so that you can recognize them and so that you can let them go. And if you don't know how to let them go, call on us. We will help you. Sometimes it's as simple as breathing. And as you breathe out, you're blowing away what you no longer want in your life. And as you breathe in, you are accepting what you actually desire. If you make a habit of doing that for just a few moments every day, and if you don't know exactly what it is you want, you can breathe in love and breathe out fear. You can breathe in courage and breathe out uncertainty. You can breathe in abundance and breathe out lack. You get to choose what it is you are breathing in and you are breathing out. This is your life. This is your creation. And you are that powerful. And we encourage each of you to really look at who you are and who you are becoming. And know that when it is coming right up in your face, it is there because you have asked for it. When you decide to change, you are asking to be shown what it is you need to let go of. So accept what you are receiving and shape your life the way you truly desire for it to be. This is your choice. This is your power. And we are here to help you. Breathe in love and breathe out fear. Breathe in love and breathe out fear. Breathe in love and breathe out fear. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay. We're muted right there at the end of this. It is time for us to take messages, to take questions from our callers and people in the chat room. So if you have a question, you can call in at 646-716-5045. Don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my studio board. And if you are in the chat room and you are logged in, you can type your question. And our first question is from the chat room, and it is from Truth Seeker. Truth Seeker says, "Good morning, ladies. What message does Jesus and my guides have for me today? I am not happy where I work. I'm looking for a new job." So, what are you getting for Truth Seeker?
Okay. Well, Truth Seeker, the first thing that I'm getting is that you've got to sort of get back to your center and get balanced once again. I sort of feel like you're not grounded all the way. You have one foot on the ground and one foot is like still up in the air a little bit. So you need a little bit of balance back in your life, okay? And you've got to be mindful. You know, think about your choices and, you know, your thoughts. How are these going to help you in the future, you know, and the life that you want to have? You've got to take action that's going to help you to get, like, rebalanced. And what I'm getting is, you know, then once you're balanced again, the good energy is going to attract great energy back to you. So what you put out there, like, positively is going to come back tenfold. Okay? And think about any area of your life that's not in balance. Okay? And you have, I see a lot of ascended masters with Truth Seeker at this time, Barbara. So this is a time of harmony. It's a time of justice. And also I'm getting, you know, a time of balance. There may be some issues that Truth Seeker has to confront. Okay, it could happen on many different fronts. But just be patient at this time and pay attention to, you know, all the little details. And I'm getting, you know, good is going to come, and it's sort of like it's going to just make sure there's good in every area of your life. Okay? So just watch out at this time. I'm getting, if you know, if there's any contracts to be signed or anything like that, just be mindful of that, okay? And, again, just be very, you know, very, very careful about what you're thinking and what you're doing, because that beautiful balance is going to lead to a beautiful tomorrow. So you've got to really, really, you know, be careful. And I'm getting, Truth Seeker, I sort of feel like you need to take a break and just, you know, just leave your troubles or whatever, you know, is bothering you. Leave it in your house and get out of the house and, you know, go out for an afternoon and don't think about it while you're gone. It's sort of where you're being asked to, you know, not to act and be free of everything that you're desiring right now. And detachment is one of the most important steps that you can take presently at this moment. And then just, you know, be willing to accept whatever comes your way. I'm getting your dreams are trying to surface and these beautiful ideas are going to come through. And you can't force anything. You're just supposed to observe is what I'm getting. And Mother Mary is with you as well. And she's saying, Truth Seeker, you have the ability to know what is true for you. Okay? And just know that heaven is caring for you. Keep your heart open to caring about yourself and the world, of course. And Mother Mary is agreeing with me. She's saying, you know, life has been a little stressful lately for you. And you may not even feel my presence with you, beloved. So just know that you are surrounded by divine love, Truth Seeker. Keep your heart open. Okay? And I'm also getting, okay, what are they showing me? Okay. That you are in touch, you know, with what's going on with you presently. Okay? So just really be honest, you know, really, really honest with yourself. And, you know, think about, you know, why am I thinking this? Why am I feeling this? You know, this is like confusing why, or it's making me upset. And, you know, just let everything there. And then you're going to see that a lot of this is ego trying to keep you where you are. This is a time of healing. Okay, it's a time to evaluate, understand. And the angels are with you. They're giving you guidance. Okay, so in regard to work, okay, I'm getting there's going to be an opportunity for something new and exciting. And you truly deserve what's coming your way, Truth Seeker. You're going to meet your goals. You're going to have increased prosperity. And you're going to have, you know, exciting financial news. So there's something new on the horizon for you. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. Just stay positive. And I'm also getting, you know, this is a good time, you know, for change. It's a good time to change, you know, like a job that you're in or a career. And I'm getting, you know, business opportunities. And I actually am getting, too, that you may be taking a trip out of state with others. So I don't know if you thought about that, like, at this moment. Okay. And the other thing that I'm getting for you, let me see here. Okay. We have Archangel Raphael coming in. And Archangel Raphael, you know, comes in for those that need healing. And he can be very fearless, and he can move, you know, you into a state of, you know, feeling better about everything. He'll help you to open your heart and to heal. And he wants to work with you right at this moment. Okay? And his name means God heals. So he's going to come in, if you allow him, and bring his healing powers and also some creativity. And you're going to find that, you know, the guidance that he gives you is going to help you to turn things around, Truth Seeker. Okay, let me just see. I think I have one more message, Barbara. Okay. Truth Seeker, I felt like a sigh of relief. You're going to have that beautiful emotional relief very soon. Okay? And it's going to be like a steady sense of improvement. But I'm also getting that Archangel Raphael is questioning your nutritional, you know, whatever you're doing now, like, you know, whatever you're doing to keep yourself healthy. So he's asking that you look over that again, okay? And you're asked to really, you know, appreciate your life, because the more you appreciate, the better your life is going to become. And that's what I have for Truth Seeker, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you now. My beloved, part of the reason you have no balance in your life is because you are giving your power away. In so many different areas of your life, you are making how you feel be based on what is happening around you. You are putting your power out there and not actually accepting that you are the one who chooses how you feel. You are the one who chooses whether or not you are happy. It doesn't matter what the situation or the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what environment you are in. You can choose to be happy no matter what. We encourage you to spend some time when you're at work and you are feeling that, oh my gosh, I am not happy. Change that and just say to yourself, I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. And you will feel the happiness coming into you in that moment. And you will realize that, yes, you have that power. And the more you allow yourself to experience that happiness, the more you will actually find other work opportunities that are happy, because you are going out there with the energy of happiness radiating from you. And whatever you are sending out into the world is what you are getting back. So we want you to let go of the whole idea that you need to be unhappy. And it could be that you believe you have to be unhappy before you can actually change your job. And that's not true. It's your choice. You have the power. You have all of these beautiful ascended masters who are working with you because they see the power within you. They see the potential within you. And they want to help you live in that power, to embrace that potential, to create the life that you truly desire to experience. And remember, it is what you are putting out into the universe that you are getting back into your life. So if you are putting out there that, yes, you can find the perfect job, you can be happy, you can have an incredible life, then that is what the universe is giving you more and more of. This time is the perfect time for you to fully embrace the truth of you. The truth you seek in life is within you. Don't ever forget that. Everything you are looking for is within you. Start embracing the truth of who you are. Start opening up to what you desire. Start letting your life be more right now. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. And if you have any questions or comments about any of that, feel free to type them in the chat room, and I will check on it as we go along. And we will now go to our next caller from area code 484.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Tonette.
Hello, Tonette. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. So what can we do for you today?
I heard from Desiree. We are back in touch, and we are communicating after 6 months of no talking. She texted me on Saturday and said, would you like a roommate? I need a place to stay for a while. And I said, you're always welcome. She has yet to move in with me or bring her clothes or anything. Do you know when she arrives and is living there or what?
All right, let's see what we're getting about this. DC?
Yes. What I'm getting is, you know, you just got to step back, okay, and let things, you know, happen as they will. I'm not getting a specific time with this.
Okay.
But you're asking, send us, you know, send us situation positive healing energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's going to really help. Okay. Yeah, they're not telling me, like, I'm not getting from the angels, like, a win. Okay? Just center your thoughts and your emotion on, you know, this beautiful relationship and let everything happen naturally, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that Jesus is with you. As soon as you said your name. And please allow Jesus, you know, to give you the help and guidance that you need with the situation. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, Jesus and Mother Mary are here, and they're answering your prayers, hon. And Jesus wants to help and support you during this time. And he wants you to have faith in his miracles of love, okay?
Yes.
Okay? So, just, you know, just thank him for being there and for his divine, beautiful, healing, you know, presence, okay? So you're asked to just let go of the situation and just let it be the way it is now, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like you're surrounded by, like, a lot of energy, and some of it isn't good for you. And you're asked just to, you know, like, get away from the computer, get away from the phone, get away from, like, all the electronics and everything, and just, you know, get away and clear your energy, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to be in that place of knowingness. But you really have to walk away from all this, like, electronic energy that you're taking in, okay?
Okay.
From all the devices that you have within your space.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see your inner light is going to shine, okay? So I'm getting, you've got to turn off that technology. You've got to get outside. You know, I mean, you can go somewhere, but get out, you know, get out away from all the technology. And cut the cords from those who are draining you, hon, okay?
Okay.
Think about just you for now. Take a little time for yourself. And you're taking too much on. You're taking this all personally. Just let it go, okay? And make sure, of course, that you set, you know, good boundaries as well.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. So just let it go. Get out for a while. You know, let everything happen naturally and allow Jesus to come in and come up with the perfect solution, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, when you are happy with yourself, you're going to see it's going to reflect in, you know, in the area of love within your life, hon, okay?
Okay.
So this is about you just loving yourself, feeling secure, being you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more that you approve of yourself, the better you become. And then you're going to see, like, the love that you want is going to be there for you, okay?
Right,
Let go of the stress you're holding on to. Let go of all this uneasiness, okay? It will subside.
Mm-hmm.
Expect a miracle.
Yes.
Okay, so use energy, you know, all that nervous energy, use it in a positive way. Redirect it into something that you're desiring, a goal that you have. Feel the excitement and the optimism that you're going to have in regard to love, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. I hope it helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Tonette, here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved, you have been working towards this for a while now, and it has been an interesting struggle. And you have learned that the important part of it is just letting it go. Letting go of all of the worry, all of the doubts, all of the fears. And we encourage you to continue to let go. This is a time of great change for both of you. This is not just some simple little, oh, I'm going to have a roommate. You are trying to build a relationship. And if you allow her the time to process everything that she's processing, while you are processing everything that you are processing, then you are opening up a space where you can both be who you truly are, where you can share the love that you have. So we want you to relax and just let go. And if it takes her what seems to be forever, be patient. Just be patient. Listen to her when she talks. Don't fix her life. Just listen. Let her know it's safe to say anything to you. Let her know that you are safe. That is something that she needs so badly right now in her life. So do not push. Do not walk around wondering when. Find something else to do with your mind, with your time, so that you can just be there when you need to be. And let things unfold as they unfold, knowing that this is going to be beautiful. But only if you do not try to force anything. You already know this. But just take some deep breaths and let it go. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, that was very beautiful. Thank you so much. It helped me.
Well, good. So whenever you find yourself worrying or stressing, just take some deep breaths and just let it go.
Thank you, and I will be in touch.
Okay. And enjoy
have
yourself.
A beautiful...
It's okay to have fun now, okay?
Yes. And have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 415.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, it's Jessica. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Jessica.
Good.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm great and wonderful, too.
Well,
things
good.
Are developing very nicely. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really good. So I was calling about two things. They're both kind of related. So my business is developing very nicely, and I won't go into the story, but I'm getting ready to do a session, like this complimentary session for this guy. And I've noticed how little things are coming up for me. Just, it feels much more intimate now. You know, this is the first time I'm doing a session in quite some time, like a formal arrangement type of thing. Although it's not like super formal, but it's, you know, whatever. And, I noticed there's a little bit, very low level, but there is a little bit of anxiety. I don't even want to use that word. It's not even anxiety. It's just a little nervousness, I guess, about offering the services. I wanted to say offering myself, which that's like not, that's weird wording, but that's what wanted to come out. Offering my service again and just being the new me. It feels much more intimate and connected, and it feels beautiful, but I want to feel much more not much more, but more comfortable and confident as far as, like, this is who I am, and this is how I help, and I'm okay with being seen. Because related to that is I realized, like, last night I was having this, like, weird – it's not weird. I was having this, like, body reaction a couple of weeks ago about something else that I noticed. Well, whatever, again, it's a long story, I'm not going to go into it, but I was having, like, sort of, like, an itchy face and peeling of skin, and it got better, but then it, like, sort of reappeared a little bit last night, like, I felt my cheeks burning a little bit, and they're burning a little bit today, and, like, a little bit itchy, and I said, you know what, I realize this has to do with being comfortable in my skin now, as far as, like, okay, I'm going to be speaking to this guy over Skype, so he's going to be seeing me, I'm going to be seeing him. It sounds so funny, because I have done this a lot of times before, but again, it just feels more intimate. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, which is related, because it has to do with sleep. One of my intentions is to get a deeper, fuller, more satisfying sleep. And some things have been coming to my realization lately that I just would like help as far as like clearing any current life or past life things, having to be able to go into like a deep sleep. Because I usually wake up every couple of hours, and I've been realizing the last couple of days how long I've been doing this for. And it has to do with like, you know, making sure that everything's okay, that I'm safe. Because I think it kind of makes you really vulnerable when you go to sleep to just sort of be out of it. So I've developed as a survival strategy to sleep really light, to hear everything. Because I was always afraid ever since I was young. So yeah, take it away. On to you.
Wow. My goodness. Well, Jess, you're coming into your own, hun. Okay? Just please try to stay optimistic. Stay optimistic, stay enthusiastic about all of this. Okay? You are like coming into a position of power. Keep visualizing, you know, this powerful Jessica, and take action. Keep taking action, which you are. You know, you're continuing on your spiritual path. And you are, you know, connecting with your life purpose, your soul mission, and you've got the skills needed, you've got the talents, and you are needed here right now to help others, okay? So what I'm getting, you know, you're expanding and you're doing more of what you love, and your beautiful abilities, you know, and talents are having a positive, you know, effect on others, because you are this beautiful light worker. And when you feel like a little unsure or anything, you know, you can call upon the angels for guidance. They're there to assist you. Okay, but you are connecting to your spiritual truth. And we do create, you know, our reality. So just, you know, stay positive. I have the angel of luck coming in. and saying, just there's nothing to worry about. Good luck is headed your way. But you've got to make sure that, you know, you're open to receiving all the good that you so deserve, hon, okay? And this starts by opening up your heart, your mind, your soul, and, you know, allow this beautiful energy to come in. And the more that you're open, the bigger the manifestation is going to be, okay? Okay, and I'm seeing, like, I see you standing there. And you're, you know, you're peaceful, you're powerful, you're creative, you're receptive, you have this magnificent energy. And this is a new phase of your life. The new moon, you know, energy is coming in tomorrow. And you're right in alignment with it. Okay, your power is building. You're going to have, you know, what you've been desiring. Okay? So, you're not going to be the same Jess that you were before. You're going to be this more powerful woman that is in a, you know, a place where you're really making a positive on other people's lives, okay? You're going to have amazing influence over others, and that might, you know, like, make you a little bit nervous, okay, because you're going to be loving yet powerful. Okay, so make sure, like, you know, take care of yourself, say positive affirmations, and just, you know, keep connecting with that beautiful creativity that you have. Direct that energy, you know, into what you're wanting, Jess, and I think, you know, like, I found that when, you know, sometimes when you're going, like, to a different stage and you're evolving and everything, you do get a lot, like, less sleep, okay? So you could ask Archangel Raphael to come in at night and to help you with that, okay? But I am getting, you know, make sure that there's still something in your life there that you've got to set boundaries with others, and then you're going to have the respect that you so deserve and desire, okay? Is there someone, mm-hmm. like, maybe around you that's not giving you that respect, because I'm getting, you know, respect, the word respect.
Well, there's a very limited amount of people in my life, so I don't know. Okay. I think I had a situation that just passed that I set my boundaries, and I got what I wanted, which was really awesome.
Yes.
And I felt my power, for sure.
Past. But you're like this beautiful flower just that's blooming. So don't let this scare you. Just embrace this beautiful new energy. You're on an amazing path. You're on a truly, truly amazing path. So go with that energy, okay? I'm getting, you know, there's going to be victory for you, and that beautiful inner divine self is coming forward, and you're going to have full confidence with the abilities that you have, and you're not going to hold back like you are presently. You're moving forward,
ooh.
But you're holding, okay?
Wow,
so we want you to,
I don't even realize. Wow, I love that, because I've been letting it loose more and more, so to be able to let it, whoa, I mean, I've been feeling the power. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes if there's anything bothering you, just, you know, give it to God, whatever's bothering you, you know, and let God heal whatever parts of, you know, your life that you feel like, you know, needs a little help or whatever. But I'm getting, you know, this is going to be where you have to have a lot of faith in everything, because you can't even see what's on the horizon for you, hon. Okay?
Oh, so
if comes to the picture, I'll get rid of it. Give it to God. Surrender it, you know? And relax, and you're going to get better, you know, you're going to get better results. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to sort of, you know, write a script for your life and stuff. You could just let things happen as well. Okay? And for you to be that beautiful, powerful woman, you've got to accept yourself just the way you are right now. Right now, here, today. Even with areas of your life that may need some healing, okay? Just accept everything, okay? Now is the time to heal your life. Accept your journey right now for all it is and all it is not, okay? And make sure that you say to yourself, I love you. I accept you and I honor you. And when you do that, put your right hand on your heart and say it with me. I love you.
I love you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
Did you feel that beautiful vibration going throughout your whole entire body? I certainly did.
I didn't feel it, but I have been saying a lot to myself, I love you, in the mirror, because I do. I'm like so in love with myself.
That is totally, totally beautiful. And you've just got to keep following and, you know, trusting the guidance that you're getting, okay? Know that you're being watched over. There's going to be so many beautiful, positive changes coming your way. Okay? And just notice and appreciate all the blessings that you have around you at this time. And the more that you notice them, the more blessings that are going to come your way.
Yeah.
So, but I am getting, oh my gosh, like you're going to, you know, finally go forward with the confidence that you truly need to see that you have the ability. You're not going to hold back. And when you do, Jess, it's going to be totally amazing. Totally, totally amazing. So there's nothing to worry about. And you know what, too, like the moon's power right now, like the moon is more powerful right now, and it's helping you to grow, have faith that you need, and love yourself more. And you're going to feel more connected than you have ever felt, I think because of this like new moon energy coming in as well. And you're going to feel that beautiful strength and peace of mind that you need. And like I said, it's connected to the beautiful moon energy that we're having. And you'll have to wait until tomorrow to feel
moon.
It. Yeah, I mean, this is a different kind of full moon. This is amazing, you know?
I know, yeah, I'm just kidding around with you.
Yeah, so you've got to listen and trust your own inner guidance, okay? Do not let your emotions get in the way of you seeing things as they truly, truly are. Okay, and don't like let yourself fall back into any kind of old behavioral patterns. They didn't serve you then. They're not going to serve you now, okay?
Right.
So you're this amazing, beautiful woman, and you're so powerful. Okay? And every day I want you to say, today is one of the best days of my life. And it truly will be. Okay? So use your imagination. Put your thoughts into action. Just follow your dreams. Do not let anyone or anything interfere with your beautiful goals. You've put in a lot of effort. You so deserve to have all the good that's coming your way. Okay? And you've got to remember that you create your reality, so make it a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You're making me tear up. It is so exciting because I feel so happy. Like, my dreams are happening, and I feel so happy when I'm, like, so creative and, like, things are just blossoming. It's so exciting and it's so fun. It's really so fun.
It really is. I mean, it truly, truly is. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have more financial stability. That's going to improve. Okay. And you've got to know that you are this beautiful vibrational being. And when you're in that attitude of gratitude, and you have those feel good, you know, feelings that you're talking about now, you're going to see how you produce more of what you're wanting. Okay, hon. So that's what I have. And just, you know, enjoy the session with that person. And the more you're comfortable and you just, you know, you feel your inner power and everything, you're going to affect that person in such a beautiful way, hon. And don't let
them
ask.
I'm going to ask them to sign up for a program.
Uh-huh. But you just, you know,
I'm
you put
sorry.
That positive
no
energy
attention.
Out there and everybody's going to be, oh, my gosh, I have to, you know, I have to do this. This is amazing. Totally amazing. But feel all the love that's around you, hon. You are surrounded by love. It's coming from all different directions. Okay, and let it transform your life, okay? And know that you are loved unconditionally. And that's what I have for you,
Thank
Jess.
You.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thanks, DC. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, we want you to understand fear. Fear is an interesting emotion. Sometimes it really is for your benefit. If you see something that is actually threatening your physical body, then fear is a good thing because it reminds you to get out of the way. But most of the time when people are experiencing fear, it's not real. It's something you are making up in your own mind. It does not exist. When you are feeling anxiety about something that is going to be happening, it is not real. You do not need to keep feeling it. It is not real. You are simply making it up. You have come far enough in your journey where you know you can make a choice about what you feel, about what you create. So when you are feeling that fear or that anxiety, you can say to yourself, this is not real, because it isn't. And you don't need to keep feeling it. You don't need to feed it. You don't need to worry about it. It is not real. Let it go. It doesn't need to be a part of your life. Instead, focus on what it is you actually want to experience, what it is that you are creating. See yourself creating an absolutely magnificent session with this person. See it going even better than you ever imagined. Feel the joy that you are feeling as you are doing the work that you love to do. Don't waste your time creating what doesn't exist. This is also what you do when you sleep, and your brain is working overtime, coming up with reasons why you might be threatened, and none of it is real, because there's nothing there to hurt you, and you know that. You are safe. You do not need to keep thinking these thoughts. It is your brain. You have control. Let go of the thoughts that do not serve you. Let go. Let go. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to pull it back and examine it again. Just let it go. And start thinking the thoughts that create the life that you truly want to live. Because the only person stopping you from that magnificent life is you. So when you are in those fears, the anxiety, the worry, the doubt, realize that it is not real. And just let it go. And make a choice. Choose to be happy. Choose to be successful. Choose to be magnificent. Choose to have so many clients that you just don't have enough hours in the day to deal with them. It is your life. Create what you desire. And stop letting those imaginary beliefs rule your world. They're not real. Let them go.
Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
All right, I got it. Aye, Jesus. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Well, enjoy your session.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much, both of you guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, you too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And we have one more caller. Hold on, the computer is doing its thing. Okay, this one's from area code 678.
Hi, who's who? Hi, Miss Barbara.
Hi.
My name is Sonia, and I would like to get a reading for 2018.
Any particular part of it, or just everything, or
just everything?
Okay. Well, as long as you just want something simple, we can do it.
Well, I mean, you know, specifically on my life and love life, just a general, okay. I guess.
All right, let's see what we get.
Do that, right, Barbara?
Okay, DC, you're on.
Okay, Barbara had been talking, you know, about fear and everything, and you've got to let go of fear. I sort of feel like, you know, you get really anxious, and it could be, you know, really scary. We've got to remember what the word fear means. It means false evidence appearing real. So the next time that you're in a place of fear, just, you know, this isn't real. Keep saying this isn't real, because it's not. It's your imagination making all that up, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, oh my gosh, you have so much nervous energy, my goodness. Just redirect that energy in a positive way. I'm getting there might be some kind of, I don't know if you've thought about like opening a business from home.
Yes,
because I'm getting there's going to be some kind of possibilities. But there is some kind of new work, you know, coming your way. And you're going to have money to pay off the bills that you have, okay? So you've got to focus on what you love, and you're going to see the money's going to follow. And you've got to realize that life is truly abundant, because it really is. Okay, so what do you do creatively? Because I'm getting, you know, creative, she's creative. Whatever it is that you do creatively is going to help in, you know, it's really going to help in bring in money. So I don't know what you do. What is it that brings you joy?
Fashion, clothing, hair.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of the different things that I enjoy doing.
Well, you know what, focus on that, and I'm getting, you know, it's going to help and it's going to bring in money for you. Okay, I also see maybe that a friend is going to come in and help you as well.
Who?
Okay,
who?
And you did ask love?
Okay.
Did you ask about love as well?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting that you're going to find yourself in a relationship soon, and this person is going to be gentle and loving and romantic and really wants to, you know, to be in a long-term relationship, wants a commitment, and I'm hearing soulmate, okay? This person is going to be beautiful, gentle, and sort of like an ideal partner and has a beautiful spiritual side to themselves as well. So know that what you are, you know, desiring, you truly are, you know, you're manifesting, okay? All your needs are going to be taken care of, you know, in regard to, you know, money and things that you need. But you've got to honor the callings of your heart and your soul. If you think about lack, you're going to bring in more lack. If you think about abundance, you're going to bring in more abundance. Watch your thoughts very carefully. You do not want to manifest lack or struggle, correct?
Right.
Okay, so you have the angels with you. Your spirit guides are with you. They've been hearing what you've been putting out there, and they're bringing you the guidance and direction that you need to have more prosperity in your life. Listen to their words, honor your heart. This is where your passion and your purpose lie. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have financial success, okay? The money that you've been needing is coming. You've got to be open and receptive. This is a time to heal any negative money thoughts and beliefs. Just follow your passion. You are, you know, you're going to be provided for. Please don't, you know, worry. And let others come in and help you as well, because I feel like you don't, you know? Jesus is with you. He wants to guide you now through the situation. Okay, be open to him coming in, and I'm hearing the word miracles, hon. Okay, and just have patience. You've got to trust in divine timing. Everything is going to happen just as it should, you know. And we can't, you know, we can't rush this. It has to be in divine timing at the exact right moment. You've got to have patience and know that, you know, Jesus is in control. If you try to control, force, or push anything, you might miss out on a magnificent opportunity, okay? So we're going to have a little bit of patience and timing. And I have the angel of problems solved coming in for you. Okay, so this angel is going to help you as well. She brings good news. And she wants you to take a leap of faith and trust, okay? So she's going to come in. She's going to help you to calm down. She wants you to have more peaceful thoughts. And she, too, is asking that you open your heart and allow love to come within. And she's going to bring love and peace, okay? And you're going to see the problems are not going to be there. They're going to fade away, hon, okay? That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, we want you to remember that you have power, that your life is not something that is in the hands of someone else. You are not the victim of anyone, ever. And there's no reason for you to ever believe that you are. Let go of those thoughts. Let go of those beliefs. Start accepting that you deserve to have a beautiful, magnificent life, and that you are creating that life right now, in this moment. This is not something you need to wait for. You are doing it now, in every moment that you are living. You are creating. You have power. You are the one that determines what you experience, what you feel, what you invite, what you create. Embrace that power that you have. Embrace that truth of who you are. Embrace what you truly desire to live. It is all waiting for you. It is all waiting for you. It's there for you because you deserve it, because you are loved, because you are so much more than you've ever given yourself credit for. Be in this new energy that is coming with this beautiful moon. allow yourself to fully feel the joy, the creation, the love, all of the magnificence of life. It is there for you. It is there for you. It's there, and it's for you. Don't ever forget that. Let this new year be everything that you desire for it to be. And if you find yourself feeling afraid or anxious or doubtful or stressed, remember that those are things you are creating in your own mind. They are not real. Do not stick with them. Create what you truly desire. Let your life be as beautiful as you are. All things are possible if you believe. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you, Miss Barbara, so much.
Sounds like you're going to have a great time.
I look forward to it.
Good, wonderful. You know, just keep focused on what it is you actually want to experience. And remember, your fears are just in your imagination, so you don't need to stick with them, okay?
All right. You thank you and have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've done it again. Spent a wonderful time having fun.
Yes. And we're reminded by the angels to be, you know, the person that we truly are. And when we do, you're going to see how everything changes, Barbara, in so many, like, amazing ways. You know, we're asked to make some time for ourselves. We make time for others, you know, to do different things. We've got to schedule in a little time just for us to go within and to see what it is that we truly need on a soul level and to really live our life in alignment with our authentic self. So if you're not doing that, please make a little time. And you're going to see that things start to shift in a more positive way. Miracles begin to happen. So be true to who you truly are, and there's going to be amazing, you know, possibilities coming your way. And then we've got to realize that every step along the journey that we take in this life, you know, is sort of gathering with us experiences, people, places, and things that help us to create our, you know, own little story. And it's sort of like we have a treasure chest filled with all these beautiful things, Barbara. Okay? And we've got to remember that each of us ourselves is a priceless treasure. Okay? So every moment, you know, of life has, you know, an amazing opportunity to be beautiful and to help us become who we truly were meant to be. And that's what I have.
Wonderful. Well, I think we've given them more than enough to get through the next 2 days with. And we will be back on Thursday with another Morning with Jesus, and we invite everyone to come back and join us. We love each and every one of you, and we hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye-bye, and thanks for listening.
Bye.